Video: newlywed working to pay for mom's cancer treatment found decapitated, husband charged. By Amy Furr on January 13, 2023. A 21-year-old woman was found decapitated Wednesday at a home in Waller County, Texas. Waller County Sheriff Troy Guidry said the body was that of Ankji Diaz, whose husband, Jared James Dykus, was later charged with her death, WTSP reported Thursday. Once deputies responded to the home on Oak Hollow that afternoon, they found Diaz inside the house that is located behind the man's parents' residence. Deputies advised the female's body had been mutilated, the Waller County Sheriff's Office said in a social media post, adding Dykus was detained at the scene. When detectives arrived, it was reported that the detained male was the husband of the decedent and was believed to have murdered her. The husband was interviewed and gave a full confession, admitting to the murder of his wife. Murder charges were filed on Dykus, the agency said. Meanwhile, Guidry told reporters it appeared a kitchen knife was used in the killing. In addition, he noted there were earlier calls about a disturbance made from the house, but it was not something to that degree of violence. That's the world we live in today. It's a gruesome scene. Both sides of these families will be altered by it, he stated. A photo shows Diaz, who was from Nicaragua, and her husband. The couple were apparently newlyweds. According to the young woman's friends, the young woman worked two jobs to help pay the medical bills for her mother's cancer treatments. Per authorities, Diaz's head was cut off and the body was found inside the home. The WTSP report added that officials are still investigating what took place. As of Friday evening, a GoFundMe page to raise money for Diaz's funeral had raised over $25,000 of its $12,000 goal. A parent's worst nightmare. Ankji Diaz's 21-year-old daughter, sister, niece, and a friend. Our family is shattered by the loss of such a young life. She was the light to our family and community. Always with a smile and cheerful personality. The absence of her from our lives will be felt forever. Meanwhile, friends said something was not right after the couple's October wedding. Boss Veronica Jimenez recalled the young woman was happy with her husband, but there were days when she was different. She was tired, but I wasn't sure if she was tired because of her job or because of her relationship. A 2022 survey found violent crime across cities in President Joe Biden's D. America grew by more than 4% in the first 6 months of last year, Breitbart News reported in September. Compared to 2019 crime rates, some cities have seen a doubling in murders and a 36% increase in aggravated assaults, the outlet said.